Wishing you a beautiful Wednesday, and as we reach the midpoint of this week and move forward with our Thrive and Elevate this month's topic, today we are looking at the energy around elevating, bringing a good feeling energy into things. Firstly, just to say though, thank you for your text messages in relation to the blocks or the issues that you are wanting to focus on that need healing in your life, or the things that are holding you back a little bit. I am responding to each of you individually, so most of you will have had text messages responding to your specific needs and issues. And for those of you who haven't received a message from me yet, I will be doing that over the course of the week. There's just been quite a lot of messages, and I want to make sure that I give you, you know, the best guidance that I can around that. And thank you as well for sharing so openly what's going on for you all, because that helps me to be able to incorporate those things and issues into the teachings. So, you know, because things that are going on for us, we may find actually are going on for other people. And I won't talk about your specific issues in the teachings, but it'll just let me kind of encompass them within what we're learning. But also as well, in your soul journal for this month, there is a letter of devotion there. And this is leading us in now to the topic of elevating today. And that letter of devotion is really a letter to your future self and how you're going to, or where you want to be in 3 months' time, 6 months' time, a year's time, and how you're going to feel at that time. So when we're thinking of a future-based time of how we want to feel or who we want to be or what we want to be doing at that moment, we get into an elevated sense of ourselves. We feel good. We feel like if you could imagine your wishes and your desires being fulfilled and manifested over a period of time, how good you would feel and how energized you would feel. But it's important for you to also start feeling like that now. We don't want to just keep putting everything out into the future at some distant moment or some distant time where it's always so far out of our reach. Even if it's 3 months away, that might seem like a very long time at the moment. So over the course of this Thrive and Elevate month, you've made some time, 10 minutes a day, and so many of you are doing really well with this, for self-devotion. But what I want you to do now is to have 5 minutes of good feeling time a day. 5 minutes, that's it. I really would suggest, if you're not very good at putting structure in place and being able to remind yourself to do it, set a timer on your phone, on your lunch break, just when you maybe you finish work at 5 or 6 o'clock every day, set a timer that you just sit, if you're working from home at your desk or wherever you might be at that time, that you're like, okay, I'm not going to finish my work, let's say, until I do my 5 minutes of feeling good. And what I want you to do is getting into the feelings of feeling good. So a few things that you can do around this is think about the really good parts of your life. Think about the really good parts of yourself. Think about really good things that have happened over the course of that day or over the course of the last few weeks. Another really good thing to do is pop on like a really upbeat, light, energized piece of music. Something that brings you to a memory of really good time. Another thing is using your senses. So actually through scent and smell, you can really encapsulate a memory or a feeling. So if you have, for example, I use like lavender essential oil when I meditate and when I do a lot of my classes, whether online or in person. So when I take out lavender, it's like, oh, I just feel nearly zen just getting that smell. But equally, I have some perfumes that remind me. I have a perfume at the moment that I used to wear when I was 18, which was, I can always remember being like one of the best years of my life. It was just a fantastic year and so much fun and so much enjoyment. So when I put on that perfume recently, I brought back to getting ready for nights out and getting ready for being with friends. And it's just really exciting. So try to incorporate different things. It's not just through the mind. So we're looking at the senses, you know, so what are you hearing? What are you smelling? What are you remembering? Maybe something you might touch, like it might be, you know, a piece of material and it brings back a really good memory. And then just even spending 5 minutes of like watching something funny or listening to something upbeat. I really want you to do that, because part of thriving and elevating is to feel good, to move into the best place within yourself. But to do that, we need support and we need reminders of that. So 5 minutes every day is not a long time. And I do think if you set that timer, like I was saying, around work or an activity you're doing, you'll make that space. So it's like, oh, it's my lunch break, I'll do the 5 minutes at the start of my lunch and then enjoy the rest of my lunch break. Or it might be if you've kids, when the kids go to bed, you're like, right, I'll do 5 minutes of that. Or you know that you're going to be going for a walk at a certain time and you spend the 5 minutes at that point doing it. So try and schedule it in where you know you're actually going to do it, not, oh, I'll be sitting down watching TV and I'll do it, because then you'll say, oh, you know, I'll put that off. I think if you're in motion or doing some sort of an activity, it can help as well. So I want you to do that for today. I would also like you to look at the soul journal and make sure that you get that letter of devotion and letter to your future self done. I'd love you to do it today or this evening even. We are going to have our soul class next week. We're going to have that on Thursday week, which I think is the 21st of May. I know it was supposed to be last week and I wasn't able to. So we're going to do that. And we'll be finishing up the month actually at the end of next week. So we will do the class then. But I really would love you to have that piece of the soul journal done, and all of the soul journal, to be honest. But today, focusing on feeling good, even now, after you listen to this, what makes you feel good that you can incorporate into your life? And as I also said, using your senses as well to help bring that level and that feeling in again. So I wish you a beautiful day and I look forward to talking to you soon.